All right. It is one of the reputable aspects of our show every Wednesday afternoon at this time. It's SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank, and John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. John, good afternoon. Glad to have you with us.
Good afternoon to you, Scoot. Glad to be with you.
All right, John, people are planning trips, family vacations, couples are going on vacation. What are some things that people can do to save money when planning a vacation? And there may be some things that you can suggest that people haven't thought about.
Well, I think the first part of what you mentioned there, Scoot, is the most important part is, and that's planning and budgeting ahead of time. What we want you to do is we want people to go out and enjoy their time away from work or maybe their time away from home or other responsibilities. And we all need to take some time and unwind and de-stress. But what we hate for you to do is to go on a trip and spend more money than you expected to and regret it for the next 5, 6, 7 months. And, you know, find yourself in a hole for the remainder of the year. So we think it's really important to, you know, take a little time ahead of time, plan where you're going to go, set a budget, figure out how much you can afford to spend on the trip, and then move forward. Again, you know, the number one benefit of vacation is taking time away, enjoying family, friends, relaxing. We don't want more stress to be on you afterwards. If you look at the surveys or the data, the number one stressor in people's lives is related to finances and money. So we don't want you to have a financial burden after you've gone on your beach trip or your Disney trip. Plan ahead of time, save some money, put a little bit on the side, and you'll enjoy the trip or wherever you go much more.
What's the biggest mistake people make when on vacation with money?
Oh, gosh, not planning on the on how much it costs to do things that you don't have to spend money on while you're at home. For example, eating out, you know, during your normal course of the year, you may eat out, you know, once or twice a week, and you eat at home the remainder of the time. But when you're on vacation, if you're out and you're having to feed a family or a couple or whoever's on your trip with you, two or three meals a day, very expensive. And that's usually where we see the biggest problems come in. Accommodations, housing on vacation can be expensive, but it's not a surprise. That's usually the thing you know ahead of time is, you know, my hotel's going to cost X dollars or the condo's going to cost Y dollars. But feeding the family or, you know, feeding a couple, those type of things are really where people forget to budget. It costs you money to go through the day and keep yourself fed and entertained. So it's important to include that in your budget.
But it's hard, John, when you've got kids or grandkids and you know you don't always account for the souvenir that they want and it's so hard.
Absolutely.
It's so hard to tell them no, or that, you know, they see something and they want to go do that and that wasn't in the budget. So really, when you're budgeting, you really have to plan on those extra things that you're not thinking about now.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's important to set a goal or a target as to how much you want to spend on your vacation and plan accordingly. You know, you might like to go spend a week in Destin or Gulf Shores or somewhere, but that's going to be very expensive. You may want to cut back and say, well, maybe I can spend 2 or 3 days on the beach and maybe 2 or 3 days somewhere else that's not in a hot area, like on the beach. Maybe you stay off the beach for a couple of days. But there's ways to accomplish a great family vacation or, you know, romantic weekend or whatever you're looking to do within a budget. So, again, take a little time, plan it, and figure out how much you want to spend before you go.
And it might be a good idea to figure out all that you're going to spend and then, like, you know, add another, you know, $800.
Absolutely, because that's definitely going to happen to you. But hopefully that $800 you don't regret for the next 6 months.
Well, and if you have it when you get home, well, then you're better off.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think it's, you know, all about taking time away from work and unwinding, but don't make overspending something that you regret the rest of the year and it causes you problems financially. We don't want that to happen to you.
John, you are the CEO of Metairie Bank, and we talked to Paul Myers, who is market president, North Shore of Metairie Bank. I mean, you guys are money people. I mean, you're money geeks, and you say, we'll budget. I mean, you guys know how to do that. There are a hell of a lot of people out there who don't even know where to start with budgeting. You want to give those people just some kind of suggestion about how to go about budgeting?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I think what I would suggest is really start, what do you want to accomplish? Are you trying to get away from the house for a week and your responsibilities here, and you really just want to be somewhere else? Or, you know, are you fine with maybe taking a couple of day trips? Like maybe driving to the Bay St. Louis for a day is a great idea, or maybe the casinos in Biloxi for a couple of days, or go to Florida, whatever. It really just depends on what you're trying to accomplish. And then once you figure that out, am I taking kids? Do I have to entertain kids for X number of days? And then you figure out how much you can afford to spend. You know, some people look and say, well, look, I'm willing to spend a week's salary on vacation. For others, it might be two, it might be three. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the individual's circumstances, but you should set a ballpark as to how much you want to spend. Cool. And then plan ahead of time. If you want to, you know, I'm actually going out of town for a few days tomorrow to go visit my son in Memphis. You know, if you had the opportunity to plan, you can get flights at cheaper rates. You can get, you know, better rates on accommodations when you get there. It's really just figuring out what your budget allows and plan accordingly.
Yeah. For example, when you go on a trip, usually you know where you're going to go. So the cost of the accommodations is set. And then, you know, obviously breakfast is going to be less expensive than lunch or dinner. And dinner is probably the most expensive meal that you're going to have on the average when you go on vacation. So I guess you just kind of, you know, just write down a number that you think it would take to eat.
Yeah, well, you know, I would say I might start a little differently. I might figure out how much I'm comfortable spending and then take that number and divide it by however many days I'm going to be gone or I want to be gone. And then I'll figure out my accommodations. Then I'll figure out how I'm going to get there. And I'll adjust it based on how much I can spend. That's the way I would do it.
I see. This is the fundamental difference between you and me and the people who understand money and those who don't. I wouldn't start with how much I'm comfortable spending. I would start with, okay, this is what I want to do. How much is it going to cost me?
Absolutely. That is another way to do it. And look, I'm guilty of that many times myself, but you know, the better way or maybe the more financially conscious way to do it would be to figure out ahead of time and plan accordingly, especially if you've got a family or kids or things like that you're going to travel with, because that's going to make it much more expensive. Entertaining those kids is expensive.
And also, doing it your way, that might even determine where you're going to go. Like you decide, okay, this is how much we can spend on vacation. Now, can we go to Disney World or are we going to, go to the beach?
Absolutely. Or am I going to Disney World for 5 days or am I going to Disney World for 3 days? It'll help you make those decisions.
I mean, there are people who would need
and
to go
you
to...
You won't regret them.
There were people who would need to go to Metairie Bank to get a loan to go to Disneyland. It's expensive, Disney World.
It has gotten quite expensive, that's for sure.
All right, John Lavoie, thanks for your advice. John Lavoie, CEO of Metairie Bank, and this is SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. John, have a great afternoon. Thanks for all the information about budgeting and traveling.
No problem. Have a great afternoon.
All right, thanks, John.